Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for May 22, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this Echolink conference if you do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control station today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, or UTC, on Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. And as I was casting about for a topic this week, well, recently I acquired two new scanner radios. Well, not new, new to me, I guess, but they're, you know, vintage 14 or 15 years old. And I already had one, a similar unit, but it's been in constant use for those 14 or 15 years, and it's showing some wear and tear. So I was welcoming these two new units, which had a much more, less wear and tear on them over the years. So that means that I have to get out the manuals and refresh my memory on how to use them and check the programming on them and probably revise it. And so anyway, so that has brought the subject of scanner radios back. Now, I'm an avid scanner listener. I have a scanner running all the time to listen to the local police and fire and ambulance and whatnot. And that's a pretty common thing among hams, but not everybody. So I think this has probably been a subject in the past, but it might be worth bringing it up again. So the question is, do you monitor like public service? Or maybe you're a rail fan. Maybe you have a scanner so you can listen to local rail traffic or aviation traffic or, you know, all these other radio services besides amateur radio. So that's the topic this week, scanners. Do you listen to other radio services? So let me reset the timer. Okay. So the way we do this, since I'm using the PC Echolink app, I have a dashboard here where I see about six call signs on there, including me. So I've already made a note of PY2BIL, KD9NDJ, N6TW, K8DAA-R, which I know is K-E-8-G-R-Y, and perhaps some other local repeater users there. And I see a new call sign here. I don't recognize this one. So for the benefit of this new call sign, I'll probably be a little bit more verbose about explaining things. So KA6Z Echo Delta. He went away. Never mind. So I think we've just got the other four call signs and myself. And I guess for the benefit of anyone else with Eric there on K8DAA, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I should mention here. I already mentioned that the sdf.org website. So that's about it. So if there's anyone else, perhaps on that repeater there, who would like to join us, come now with your call sign. I am AB9FJ. Okay, nothing heard. We'll try again shortly. First, let's go down the list here. Starting with PY2BIL.
Hi everyone, this is PY2BIL Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. So yeah, I know that feeling, Wayne, about different radios. Actually, I'm planning to do a SOTA activation this Wednesday. with the print, and I have two new to me radios. Well, one is new to me. That's an FT817 from Yaesu, and the other one is a Saigo X6100, which is new. But I had it around for, I don't know, a year or maybe a little bit less. Yeah, no, maybe a year. I couldn't use it yet. So planning to go up the hill with those radios and try them out, but I guess I need to carry the user manual with me because I haven't had the time to actually play with them here on the shack and get myself up to speed with them. So we'll see what happens there, but I'm sure it's going to be fun, and we'll play a little bit of radio, which I haven't done for a very long time. So looking forward to that. So back to you, Wayne, AB9FJ. This is PY2BAL.
Okay, cool, Guillermo. Have fun. Let us know how that turns out next time. Let's see, next on my list here is Eric, K-E-H-G-R-Y.
This is Eric, K-E-H-G-R-Y. I don't do a whole lot of scanning. I'd like to, but I haven't had the setup for it in a while, and my little handheld that I do have set up with a little bit of scanning in it, just, I don't know, I got to put more frequencies in it. So maybe I'll make that a project in the next couple of days, sit down and work on my program.
Okay, yeah, perhaps I should expand a little bit. For one thing, about the time that these scanners that I'm talking about came out, about 14, 15 years ago, was about the time that P25 trunking radio systems were becoming very popular among the public safety agencies. And because it's digital, as opposed to the previous analog radios that those agencies had used historically, a lot of people were suddenly shut out because their analog radio would not decode the digital signals there. So the scanners that could do that were fairly expensive. I think the list price on these scanners was like $500 or so. And every now and then they would go on sale, you know, 200 off for, you know, and sell for like $300. But that's still pretty pricey compared to a regular analog radio. So I think a lot of people who had been monitoring with the, you know, quote, police scanner, unquote, kind of fell by the wayside, unless they had plenty of money. Now, another thing that has happened in this time frame, we have sites like Radio Reference, which has made it much easier to find out what frequencies. I know back in the day, you used to buy a book at Radio Shack. You know, it was like a phone book, like a metropolitan phone book that was like 2 or 3 inches thick. But nowadays, you just go to the website, and you can find all the frequencies for your local area right there at your fingertips. And if you subscribe to Radio Reference, you can actually download them and use software to load them into your radio. So things have changed quite a bit. So, all right, I'm yammering enough here. Next on my list here is KB9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody listening in tonight. I'm Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, and my SDF username is KDB. Scanners, yeah, I've got a few of them around here, but as you point out, they're old school. They're not the trunking scanners. And I sort of got into listening from time to time on Broadcastify, because once you get the computer operation going, you can easily, much more easily than having a funky little radio with a funny earphone jack, make a recording off the audio. So I do that from time to time with the local police, the air band, etc. You know, just as a source of interesting sounds and stuff that's going on. I haven't really made a piece out of them, but it's tempting. But I don't do that regularly. It's, you know, haphazard. So anyway, that's all I got on scanners. I like scanners, and it's nice to scan the bands that aren't ham bands at all. So it's a good thing to do. Back to you, Wayne. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. I want to acknowledge I see a new call sign, very new. I don't think I've ever seen it before here. Kilo Quebec 4, India Foxtrot Oscar. So, for the benefit of that news station, I'm going to rewind a little bit and remind everyone that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at Sierra Delta Foxtrot. And the etymology, it has something to do with anime. I'm not into that. But what really matters is that it's a public access Unix system, and you can get yourself a free account, and you can do all kinds of neat stuff with it. So you can learn more about it by directing a web browser to sdf.org, find out how to get that free account, and there's all kinds of tutorials and stuff on the website there. So that's what this is about. We have enough ham radio operators who are users of the SDF system that we decided to have a ham club. What's the old joke about whenever you have three hams, you have two ham clubs? Something like that? So, let's see here. Who's next on my list? Oh, the topic this week has been scanners, like, you know, police scanners, listening to public safety, fire, police, ambulances, maybe other things like railroads, aviation, I don't know, taxi cabs. Do they still use radio anymore? It seems like they're all cell phones now. Anyway, there are a bunch of radio signals out there that you can listen to besides amateur radio operators. And so we're talking about, do you listen to them? Maybe you have a preferred scanner you like, or a preferred source of frequencies. So anything to have to do with using a scanner radio. That's a topic this week. Next on my list here is N6TW.
This is N6TW, NOAA in Livermore, SDF ID NPE. So I'm not really a scanner person. I am very interested in using SDRs to listen in on real-time emergency traffic. One thing that was incredibly cool for me is if anybody was following, I think when the Ukrainian army sunk the Russian ship, the Moskva, I believe that most of its traffic was actually on the ham bands and CW, which was incredibly cool to see in real time, even though I don't copy CW well enough to really understand what was going on. And so I am very curious is to hear other people's input on how you can use SDRs for this sort of thing. And I also have some traffic graphs in that. Back to net control, N6TW clear.
Okay, thank you for mentioning SDRs, Noah, because as I said, back in the day when digital capable scanners first came out, they were very expensive. You know, $500 list price, maybe $300 if you got them on sale. But nowadays, you can buy these $20 dongles and get the same results, you know, along with, you know, public, you know, freely available software on your computer. So you don't need to spend hundreds of dollars anymore. You can get a much better setup with a computer, some free software, some cheap dongles, and you know, a decent antenna. So we just had my local ham club. Two or three months ago, we had one of our members give a presentation on how he uses SDRs for all sorts of things, but including monitoring our local public safety agencies. So that's worth a whole net, you know, topic for another day, is how people use SDRs. And I think there was something else that's on the tip of my tongue there that... Oh, you said you had some traffic for after the net? Okay, I've got you down to that. But something is still bothering me that There was something else you said that I wanted to reply to. Maybe I'll think of it in a minute here. So moving along, next on my list here is KQ4IFO.
Yeah, this is KQ4IFO. Appreciate you having me today. Been a official ham radio operator for about 3 weeks now. Just received my technician license. So I'm still currently learning an awful lot. I learn something new every day. Actually went to the ham radio convention in Dayton, Ohio yesterday, so I did learn quite a bit there. That was an exciting experience. But other than that, that's really all I have today. Other than I was listening and I missed the website that I should go to when you were given the instruction earlier. So if you could repeat that back to me, I would appreciate it. Other than that, I think that's all I have for now. KQ4IFO, back to net.
Okay, well, welcome to the hobby, first of all. And, you know, we do this net every week, so you can make a habit of coming back here and joining us. And congratulations on going to your first hamvention. I missed it this year, and I think the last couple, I think they had it last year and not the year before. Anyway, maybe I'll make it next year. But I went to every year from about 2001 to 2019, I think. So about 19 or 20 in a row. But let's see, there was something on the tip of... Oh, yeah, I think we might make that the topic for next week's net to see if anyone else had gone to the hamvention and had something to say about it. And I'm thinking there was... Oh, yeah, you wanted to know the website. It's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. .org. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress, which is a reference out of some anime series. And I'm not an anime fan, so I can't really go into detail about that. But the people who set up this system has been around since 1987. So it's one of the longest continuously operating bulletin board or public access Unix systems around these days. So that sdf.org, give it a look and see if you want to join. So let me see if there are any, no, I don't see any new call signs on the dashboard here. So at this point, I invite Recheck, somebody who wants to, well, also, if there's anybody else out there on that K8DAA repeater who would like to join us, let's give priority to that. And if nobody shows up from there, then we'll go back to Recheck.
HGRY, rechecking and keeping the repeater from dropping for the moment.
Okay, Eric, did you want to say something or did you just want to update the repeater?
I forgot to mention, my username is Echo Papa Lima 692 on SPS. And I just... wanted to mention I've been looking at Radio Reference and starting to program a few local frequencies of interest into my radio.
Okay, cool. And I forgot to mention that I'm not sure exactly what the relationship is, but there is some relationship between Radio Reference and Broadcastify. So if you subscribe to Radio Reference, then you will find that you have some extended privileges on Broadcastify as well. For the main one that I know of is that Broadcastify, and if you're not familiar with Broadcastify, it's a site where, you know, all over the country there are people who have a scanner or a radio receiver of some type that monitors local frequencies and then uploads the stream via a computer and the internet to the Broadcastify site where it is stored online and streamed to anyone who, you know, selects that stream to listen to. So if you go to Broadcastify and, you know, browse, and you might find a stream in your local area. Well, you don't have to pay anything to listen to the streams that are on there. But if you do subscribe to Radio Reference or Broadcastify, you get access to the archives, the saved stream files, so that you can, I think it goes back 6 months, so if you want to go back and listen to an event that happened in your area, you know, a week ago, this is a nice feature, and it's $30 a year. I'm sold on it. I've been a subscriber to Radio Reference for several years. Anyway, I think I've plugged that enough, and it's time to ask for any other rechecks from anyone on the net tonight.
Hey, Joe, I got one question about Radio Reference.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
I don't mean to monopolize the tail end of the net here, but I thought I had a question. It's 6 months. It would be longer. I've got a curiosity about July 26th, 2016.
Okay. It was a little bit hard to copy you there, but I think you're asking just how far back do the Broadcastify archives go. And off the top of my head, I'm thinking it's 6 months. But I could definitely be wrong about that. So I would recommend going to the Broadcastify website, and it's spelled broadcastify.com. And I'm not sure if you can see the listing of files if you're not already a member or a subscriber. But perhaps you can see the list, but you can't actually listen to any of those files. But I can check it myself after the net and get back to you on that. I don't know, does that sort of answer your question?
It does, and I'm actually on there, and I'm looking at a feed in question, and I might have to check it out.
Okay, and as I understand it, you don't have to subscribe for a whole year if you just want to try it out. I'm pretty sure that you can pay $15, for a 6 month membership. So, for what that's worth. So, I guess are there any other rechecks? Okay, nothing heard, and I don't see any new call signs. So, it's probably time to wrap things up here. So. Let me scroll down here on my script here and say, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's call it 0027. If you would like to, we're still hoping that the NB0X gateway to DMR and All-Star will return. It's not here this week. That's curious. There is a DMR talk group, 31650, and we hope that it will be back again someday. But, we're hanging out in the Anon Radio Room in COM on the SDF if you want to come and join us and text chat there. And I noticed there's no text chat in the Echolink app this week. That's 2 weeks in a row. Anyway, okay, I guess this is where I say this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everyone. Thanks for joining us.